Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On KISM, our Knucklehead runners-up. These are the biggest knuckleheads we came across on the program this morning. Besides ourselves, let's start off with the guy who tried to take his car out on the snowmobile trip.
Yeah, that got the Salt Lake City Watch, Wasatch County Search and Rescue crews to issue a couple of statements on Facebook along the lines of, "Your car is not a snowmobile." Some snowmobilers on Friday, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, found a car with a driver stranded in it way up on Wolf Creek Pass, a snowmobile trail. And it took him 3.5 hours to get this guy off the trail that he went up there in his car.
And then there's the couple who thought they were doing everyone a favor by getting rid of snakes.
Yeah, in Louisiana, a couple people were lighting fires alongside the road and the properties surrounding their property, going around lighting these different fires. They've been charged with a number of counts of arson. When asked why they were doing that, they said it was to drive the snakes out.
Again, we think that's
Imagine if they all drove them into their house, you know, like instead of going the other way, they went inward.
Right. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is everybody involved in this. This is a $500,000 worth of knuckleheadedness.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Yeah, you can say it's a South Korean couple that mistakenly tarnished a $500,000 piece of American artwork because they walked by the exhibit. And the exhibit there, 95 inches by 275 inch, kind of splotchy, like Jackson Pollock painting. It looked like it was, I don't know, still a work in art. And the paint cans and the paint brushes, which were part of the exhibit, were laid out in front of the art piece. And so this couple just picked up the paint brushes and started adding to it. Like, well, I guess we're supposed to add our paint part.
We're part of the show.
We're part of the show. Well, turns out, no, that wasn't the case. The actual paint cans and everything were part of the exhibit. Now the mall where it's displayed has put up ropes and signs saying, please do not mess with the art, after someone already damaged it. The people are not going to be fined because it was pretty... It wasn't very clear in the first place.
Yeah, this is knuckleheaded on everybody's part here. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
How about some good food and good drink on Commercial Avenue in Old Town Anacortes? You can get down there and check out their Facebook page or online at anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.